Native 8A Advocacy Association has denounced what it calls a one-sided story about Alaska Native corporations and the Small Business Administration's 8A program, which provides the corporations with special advantages in competing for federal contracts. The story, by a reporter with the online public interest news site ProPublica, ran in USA Today earlier this month. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
As an example of what he calls SBA 8A program abuses, author Michael Grable says lawsuits, investigations, and audits of the affairs of the Cape Fox Village Corporation show that from 2003 to 2008, annual revenues jumped from $8 million to more than $200 million. Consultants and subsidiary managers made millions in salaries, bonuses, and consulting fees. But Cape Fox profits dropped by $1.2 million, and shareholders saw no increase in their dividends. Grable says this points to a pattern in which non-natives from the Washington, D.C. area and elsewhere gain control of native corporate subsidiaries to get sole source contracts of unlimited size. Not so, says Sarah Lukeen, director of the Native American Contractors Association.
If I look at the ProPublica piece, it appears to me that they've glommed on to one situation and are trying to make that representative of the broader Alaska Native Corporation community. And frankly, I don't think that that's accurate.
Lukeen says not only is the Cape Fox situation a rare, isolated event, but it was the subject of an inspector general's investigation years ago.
When I read the article put together by ProPublica, it sounded like this was like a brand new issue, that they were unveiling like something, you know, new and but that's really not the case.
Grable and others have also criticized the program, saying increased revenues are not benefiting corporate shareholders. Lukeen says that as Grable was researching his article, she sent him information showing that 8A profits have allowed corporations to provide substantial economic benefits, including $181 million in dividends, scholarships, and endowments in 2008 alone from 12 regional corporations. But she says that information was not reflected in Grable's story. The Small Business Administration is working on changes to set contract dollar limits and increase oversight. Meanwhile, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, chair of the Senate Subcommittee on Contract Oversight, and Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson have introduced legislation that would remove from the SBA 8A program preferences and special rules for Alaska Native corporations and villages. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.